But now? The dating pool is shrinking, men are walking away, and the options just aren't what they used to be. The wall isn't just real, it's undefeated. Don't forget to like, comment,
what the fuck
and subscribe,
is this shit?
Because this is a conversation no one wants to have, but everyone needs to hear.
I just spent
fuck off,
Wanda.
What?
On a motherfucking
okay, dumb cunt. You spent. You like, chose to spend like, $12 on a dating site to buy some guy a fucking rose, and now you're expecting favors. And now. You're whinging about what you chose to do because you felt like you've just been fucking had. Well, surprise, surprise. Now fuck off. Now, what else is on? Fuck this. Oh, some cooking. Yeah, fuck yeah, I'll watch that. No worries. Oh, look at the fucking dinners. You know, too bad you can't cook, you fucking cunt, you know. Fuck this women. Oh, this looks all right to me. Excellent.
First time trying a traditional English breakfast. We're at Parigi's Cafe, the most famous English breakfast in all of London. This place has been here for 125 years, and it's run by the 85-year-old grandma who homemakes everything in the back. We got their fully loaded breakfast. Also, one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life, deep fried bread. Literally the number one thing your doctor tells you not to eat.
How do you eat the fried bread?
Well, you gotta dip it in your beans. That's how I eat. That's how I like it. A little bit of ketchup or brown sauce on there.
Oh,
all right, fuck it. There was some sauce too.
I need a nap.
This is one of those things that when you just put everything together in one bite, it's delicious.
Health-wise, I'd recommend it to no one. But enjoyment-wise, I'd probably recommend it, actually.